Day. The next bill is 1212, an act to provide the recovery of certain expenses in action brought by any person whose land, property, or material is being purchased by the Department of Transportation. Representative Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Representative Cooper Garnos, District 24. House Bill 1212, this is an act to provide for the recovery of certain expenses in an action brought by any person whose land, property, or material is being purchased by the Department of Transportation. This time, Mr. Chairman, with your permission, I would like to defer to Representative Lentz with his insight. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Lentz.
I'm Representative Jim Lentz from District 30, and I had the great opportunity this year to be challenged in two cases of takings, land takings, for one highway on one end of the ranch and another highway on the other end of the ranch. And I was hoping by this time that the litigation would be done. And since it isn't, I'm going to hold off on this fight until I can guarantee that the litigations will be over with. I do not in any way want to implicate that I was trying to do this as a personal gain. I'm doing it because I disagree with some of the things that has occurred to me in this process. And if it occurs to me, it's occurring to the common person. So I'm going to hold off on this fight. I'll be back next year with a vengeance, hopefully by next year. But there are some things that I do want to bring to your attention that's occurring out there with the DOT on land takings for right-of-ways, and I will be back next year, and I'm going to hold off on the fight so that there's no misinterpretation of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Lentz. Are there any more proponents? Any more proponents? Are there any more proponents? If not, do we have any opponents of this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Make it short now.
Bill Nevin, legal counsel for the Department of Transportation, and I'm not sure where we stand. Was this bill just withdrawn from consideration?
No.
All right, then.
We're going to vote on it, so that's why I called you.
The Department of Transportation strongly opposes this bill. This is bad law. If enacted, this bill could virtually bring to a standstill the Department of Transportation's highway construction program. Currently, law allows in a condemnation case, if the final decision reached by the jury exceeds by 20% or more the department's final written offer immediately before trial, the department is required to pay attorney's fees and the legal expenses of two expert witnesses for the landowner. In negotiation process, the Department of Transportation frankly bends over backwards to be fair to landowners and to mitigate the consequences of what it does. The process is this under federal rules. When the department identifies what its right-of-way needs are, it is required to appraise that property by an independent appraiser. That independent appraisal forms the basis for the state's first offer of compensation to the landowner. Quite commonly, the landowner's initial demand in response to that is 10, 15, and sometimes 20 times what the appraised value is according to that independent appraiser. If the right-of-way office cannot negotiate settlement, the case is then sent to my office, the legal office of DOT, for condemnation. This bill would effectively eliminate any ability of the right-of-way office to negotiate. Frankly, it would be malpractice for any attorney to negotiate or to advise his client to negotiate a settlement with the right-of-way office, because only upon the filing of condemnation would this provision for the payment of attorney's fees be triggered. Therefore, obviously, there is no incentive for the landowner to settle and every incentive to require filing a condemnation lawsuit so that he can get his attorney's fees. There are many, many unique characteristics and circumstances that appraisers might not consider. There are many things that come up in the course of negotiation that might affect what the value of the property or the taking is. The appraisal may be $10,000 and the landowner demands $150,000 and refuses to negotiate. That's not unusual, ladies or gentlemen. If we are able to settle at one-fifth of what the landowner has asked, that is $30,000, one-fifth of what he has demanded, under this bill, we're also then required to pay his attorney's fees. The right-of-way office of the Department of Transportation transacts approximately 800 parcels a year, 800 transactions of right-of-way. We need possession of that property in order to let a project. getting possession through condemnation, which under this bill we would essentially, in practice, be required to do in every case, requires a hearing in front of a judge after a 30-day notice. Scheduling 800 hearings, especially in Pennington County or Minnehaha County, where many of our projects are, create problems of mammoth proportion and major delays in getting possession. That means the project is delayed. That means the cost of the project goes up. I can't tell you how many right-of-way acquisitions involved a final settlement that would have triggered fees under this proposal. We don't track that statistic. But it happens not infrequently for many legitimate reasons. Given the millions of dollars spent for right-of-way each year, this bill could easily increase our right-of-way costs by six figures, and the first number in that six figure would not be a one. That's money that's not going to the landowners, and it's not going into the highways. The state does not try to take advantage of landowners, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you from my experience in the last 6 years that in almost every case, we wind up paying the landowner more money than what the independent appraisal actually shows to be the fair market value. And we do that in an attempt to mitigate the consequences and to be more than fair to the landowner. I'd like to illustrate this by talking about one particular case that one of the sponsors of this bill is intimately familiar with. We had a project down on the White River. The appraised value of the project was $55,175. The landowner demanded $500,000. When they came back to me, I said, well, what did we pay the other landowners, the surrounding landowners? And based on the per acre price that we paid those other landowners, I said, we need to up our offer to treat this guy fair, to give him the same amount per acre that we took from the other landowners, that based on the settlements that we made. They then went back and offered the gentleman $85,404. He said no, $500,000, and refused to negotiate any further. The case then obviously had to come to me for condemnation. After meeting with the landowner agreed to drop his demand to $400,000. He indicated some recent sales of land that would raise the state's appraisal, and so I agreed to that portion of it and increased my offer to $106,000. Landowner's response was then to lower his demand to $250,000. While we're still negotiating, the construction project is underway. We haven't reached a final settlement, and unfortunately, the contractor on site learned that there were an additional unexpected 20,000 cubic yards of material that needed to be wasted. That is, they needed to be dumped somewhere, and we couldn't waste it in the right-of-way. So we had two options. We could either negotiate with the landowner to accept this 20,000 cubic yards of waste and pay him an additional amount, or else we would be forced to find another place to locate it off-site, which might involve considerable trucking costs in addition to the cost of acquiring the land and whatever would be necessary to do that. The landowner refused to negotiate to allow us to waste this material without settling the overall right-of-way issues. In the meantime, I've got a contractor on site that absolutely is shut down if he can't do something immediately and needs to know what to do. I then went back to the landowner. I said, okay, we know it's going to cost us $30,000 or $40,000 minimum to truck this off somewhere else. I'll offer you $200,000 for everything, including the wasting, the right-of-way, the temporary easement, the damages to settle. Landowner and his attorney accepted that right-of-way. Under this bill, because of those facts, because we went to $200,000 being held hostage over that wasting material, we would have had to pay attorney's fees. I don't think that's good law. I think it ties our hands in negotiations, and I would urge you to treat this bill like it needs to be treated and defeat it. Thank you.
Thank you. You kind of sound like the proponents there for a minute. Any further questions? Any more opponents? If not, action on the bill. Representative Koistra.
Move the table. House Bill 1212.
1212 to move the table. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Clark Canole. Non-debatable. Secretary, call the roll. Yea to table. No, not.
Abdullah. Elliott.
Aye.
Flowers.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Hennies.
Aye.
Koistinen.
Aye.
Canole.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Jim Peterson.
Aye.
Tupel. Van Norman.
No.
Gordon Peterson.
Aye. Well, we can't send on a consent calendar if you vote no, you know.